July 11th, Sunday, 8:55 p.m., 2021. This is Basketball This Week Done Quickly, NBA Finals Edition, for Game 3. Well, the Bucks did it. They finally played a game, a complete game, and, you know, as we talked about after Game 2, you know, there was a win there for the Bucks. If they had that complete game. And not only did the Bucks have that complete game, but they definitely made me, they convinced me of there being a chance for them to be successful in this series for more than one game. First off, the controversy before the game was that Scott Foster was assigned to it. If you don't know, Scott Foster is a ref that once ran into Magic Johnson, and for some reason Magic Johnson was suspended for 3 games. So he's been doing dumb shit for a long time. If I can reference activity between him and Magic Johnson. Now this is during Magic's comeback. All right, so it wasn't that long ago, but if I can still reference this activity that involved the player Magic Johnson, you know that Scott Foster has been doing this thing for a long time. And apparently, as of tonight, Chris Paul is 0-12 against him. Or it's not Chris Paul's teams. Now, when Chris Paul didn't play, the Suns won a game without him recently, where that Scott Foster was reffing. But apparently, Chris Paul has lost 12 games in a row that Scott Foster has reffed. Now, I'm not the type of person who is full on whatever that. I don't remember that Bob guy's last name. I remember it. I just can't pronounce it. I'm not even gonna try. But you know, the guy that works for the Mavs who used to go on Bill Simmons' podcast every day. I'm not full on him, where I think the refs have active, purposeful, ongoing conspiracies against certain players. But ref teams definitely have tendencies, and ref teams definitely, and the referees are definitely humans, and those humans do tend to behave the way that humans do, which is with bias and such. Now, there are players for other teams who also do not necessarily benefit from Scott Foster. I personally cheer for a team that often benefits from Scott Foster, so I can't say too much. But all the same, I don't think he was a factor tonight. The game was pretty well reffed, and there was plenty of opportunities if Foster really wanted to, like, screw the Suns. There were a lot of places where I was like, you probably could have called that if you really wanted to. You probably could have called that if you wanted to. Especially around rebounding, which is where Scott Foster gets a lot of work done, because there's contact on almost every rebound, and there was some pretty heavy contact on rebounds tonight that was just not called. But you know, it is something that could have got into that. At this point, could be getting into Chris Paul's head. I mean, there is a reason why Scott Foster has a reputation for being the guy who delivers the home team the win. You know, so I don't know. Maybe just all that stuff kind of got to him, because he didn't have a very good game. Booker had a very bad game. Campaign doesn't look like himself. I don't know if it's just the fact that he stopped getting minutes all of a sudden, but he hasn't really looked like himself recently. So yeah, the Suns, and you know, Torrey Craig is barely moving. You know, he was lucky enough. He had that injury, but he's lucky enough not to have, like, structural damage, but he's barely moving. Frank Kaminsky is just bad. He's just terrible out there. All right, lesson learned. apparently, rechargeables and this recorder are not friends. It said I had 2 bars of battery on the screen, but I checked before I started recording. But batteries, as you may or may not know, they drain very inconsistently, and apparently it was 2 stars because one battery was kind of dead. So the other 2 were fine. So anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and go with non-rechargeables in this thing, just because it's been hectic, the recordings with, this is multiple times now that recordings with rechargeable batteries have gone wrong. So I really prefer chargeable batteries for many reasons, but I guess this is definitely a sign that I should be getting something else. So I'll do it. You watch me. Anyway, the suns, you know, it looks like the Suns are getting to a point where Milwaukee can get through the wall. It looks like the injuries to their bench are starting to catch up to them. Now, of course, like I said, after game 3 against the Clippers, I think I was saying something pretty similar. And then the Suns just responded, looked perfectly renewed, everything was fine. And maybe that's the case. I mean, because Monty makes great adjustments. Maybe Monty has some great adjustments to make for next time, and the Suns will come out and we'll forget this game. It'll be a blip. But, you know, I at least see a way for the Bucks to win now, where if you remember after game 2, I was like, I see a way for the Bucks to win a game. I don't see a way for them to win the series. I see a way for them to win the series now, you know, like via attrition, basically. And Giannis has been amazing. He's the finals MVP right now. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter what side of the ball it is. He is the finals MVP. He's, you know, just had that masterful game 2, and he just picked up right where he left off game 3, and he just wore out, the interior of the Phoenix Suns defense. The reason that Ayton, you know, wasn't on the floor, he got Ayton in foul trouble, and Frank was just terrible. He was just terrible. And Torrey Craig can barely move. And he's not a good... I don't know why this guy has a reputation of being a good big man defender. He's not. He's not. I've seen Nuggets fans make the claim. So maybe I'm just missing it. And like clearly the Suns think he is, because they threw him on AD. They threw him on Montrez. So, like, clearly people think, but, like, he gets, like, AD destroyed him. And I'm sure Montrez may have, Montrez may have got the ball passed him once or twice, which didn't happen. So, I don't know. And now that he has, like, a knee injury, and Giannis was doing said destroying tonight. He was just masterful inside, getting fouled pretty much, you know, every 5 plays. Legitimately fouled, pushed by Jay Crowder. There was no question to those fouls. And Middleton came to play today. He was able to have an impact on the game that was positive. And Drew Holiday even contributed offensively. During these playoffs, his offensive contribution has been pretty limited. But I love Drew Holiday. I think he's one of the best players in the league, one of the best two-way players in the league. And even if he hasn't really brought it on offense in the playoffs in general, he's bringing it so hard on defense. Like, he's making Chris Paul work so hard. And, like, Chris Paul was struggling to get across the court. There were many times where it was at second 7 that Chris crossed the court. He was needing screens to get it done. Like, he just, you know. And, you know, it's effective. Like, instead of the Suns being able to run, which they can't when Chris Paul is being harangued like that, instead of getting to the spots they want to be before their offense starts, they have to spend energy resetting up their offense after they cross the half court. So it was definitely a very effective move by the Bucks. And Campaign was I love Campaign. He's one of my favorite players, but he wasn't making the best, he didn't have the best offensive decision-making tonight. Some of that was definitely Drew Holiday's fault, but Cam wasn't really running the offense, so I can kind of see why Monty stuck with Chris Paul, even though Chris Paul was struggling so much. And in previous games, like, the solution to Chris Paul struggling was that Monty went to campaign, and campaign plays so differently than Chris Paul that whatever defensive scheme used on Chris Paul, it doesn't work on Cameron Payne. But today, like, Cam's mind just wasn't in it, so it didn't matter that he wasn't getting trapped in the backcourt. He wasn't really contributing anything. So yeah, the Bucks had, like, Drew Holiday had an amazing defensive game. The Bucks in general had an amazing defensive game. They had a plan and they executed it, so good on them. I mean, they're in the NBA Finals. They're a good team. I shouldn't be shocked by it, but, you know, the way the Bucks are, we're just so up and down, and you can't ever expect them to do the same thing twice in a row, good or bad. So, you know, it's easy to forget they're really good, and this was a good reminder of that, and that good reminder that they belong in these NBA Finals. All right, that's it for today. Fun game. I had a lot to talk about because of it, and I'll talk to you after game 4. Be safe, my beautiful friends.
Slide, slide, but that's the path. I got something brand new for today. 1, 2, 3, 4, get your woman on the floor. get up.